Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study in Ephesians chapter 3, we were talking about honoring men only for what they have done for the Lord. And by that, we honor the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We honor men, we honor the Jew. But in both cases, it is for the work of God in them and through them, both past and present. And thereby, we are actually honoring the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is why we have seen the pendulum swing. Now we have ourselves as a body exalted above the Jewish people, and we even now have those that say only certain ones of us are eligible for grace. Isn't it interesting how men devise their own doctrines? Now, the eternal purpose of Almighty God was purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Does not 2 John verses 9 through 11 come into mind at this point where we read, "Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed, for he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds." Well, that's pretty strong. You start messing up the doctrine of Christ, the Bible tells Christians don't have anything to do with a person like that. Don't even wish him Godspeed. Don't tell him God be with you. Why was the purpose and work of Christ developed anyway? Well, God knew that man would sin. God is holy, and he wanted to save man from his sin. Sin has a consequence. Rules and laws without consequences are pointless. The Old Testament prophets preached, "Repent." The Jews thought there was nothing wrong with what they were doing. They said, "Hey, we can ecumenicalize and we can worship like the heathen do, and we can do things that the world does in our church services that makes us feel good." And they got so mad at the prophets preaching for them to repent, they stoned them to death. They said, "Don't preach to us true things. Don't preach to us what is right. Preach to us smooth things. Make us feel good." You'll read that in Isaiah chapter 30, verses 9 and 10, by the way. Jesus preached repent. In Luke 13:3, he said, "Repent. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish." In Mark 1:15, it says he preached to repent and believe the gospel. The New Testament church preached repent. Acts 3:19, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord." Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31, that God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he has appointed a day in which he will judge the world. You see, repent was preached before, during, and after the law. There is a lot of talk of forgiveness today and forgiving of others. But it is sad that repentance is left out. As a result, we have a message today that gives license to the flesh and worldliness. I was reading an advertisement in a newspaper of a church that said, "Now, no guilt. We believe in grace." Well, grace without the guilt of sin is a pseudo foundation and salvation. 1 John chapter 2, verses 15 through 17 tells us this, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him." You can say you love the Father, and you might love a God that you have created in your mind, but you don't love the holy God of the Bible. And if that is what the Bible says and what God says about you, I have a tendency to believe God ahead of you. And he goes on to say, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, which is our feelings, the lust of the eyes, what we see, and the pride of life," oh boy, "that which exalts us, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." If God hates worldliness, then why do we use it as a lure to draw people into our churches? You can hear people say, "Come to our contemporary service. Oh, you will go away feeling so good." And my friend, therein lies the problem. You see, the senses have nothing to do with spiritual life. Many of you are just like me. You've heard someone say that was unsaved, "I can worship God just as well sitting in a tree stand out in the woods. I can worship God just as well sitting in a boat on a lake. I can worship God just as well working out in my property on a Sunday morning." And they say that because they are unsaved. And they're talking of their feelings. The senses have nothing to do with spiritual life. Sensual enjoyment has nothing to do with God or the way God wants us to worship Him. And that's the way it is for those who listen to CCM or incorporate it into their services. Making us feel good will impress people. But my friend, it will never impress God. I think of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 8. "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth." Now, chasteneth means to rebuke very sharply and maybe even use blows. "For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth." You know what the word scourgeth means? It means to flog with a whip. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. God tries to get you to repent through chastening first. The scourgeth is the last thing that he uses. He says, "But for what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards." In other words, you're illegitimate and not true sons of God, you see. And so, my friend, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. You cannot be worldly. You cannot love the world and go by without having God chasten you. And if you're without chastisement, if you're unrepentant, and unscourged, you're not a child of God. You simply were never saved to begin with. And see, these verses, 1 John 2, 15 through 17, Hebrews 12, 5 through 8, they show us that we do not have license and that standards are not legalistic. Do you realize there are over 600 commands in the New Testament? Are we to ignore them, especially since they are imperative? When something's an imperative command, that means that we're going to be called into an account. Here's one imperative command in the New Testament. It says in 1 Peter 1:14, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance." Fashioning yourself has this idea, not emulating in any way, not trying to put a spiritual spin to your spiritual life, to your life, by using the former ways of the world. You don't incorporate the world's dress, talk, music, or whatever, and just give it a spiritual spin and makes it right. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, God calls it ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation. Holiness has the idea of purity, separation from the world. It's all in there. He says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. The purpose of designing a plan of salvation for all men was to show man by the law he was incapable to save himself because of his own depravity, and that by free will he could choose to respond to the conviction of the Holy Spirit to receive Christ. You see, man lacks the holiness of self to be saved by works. We are born in darkness, sinfully depraved. But Jesus is the light. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. And you see, when men love darkness rather than light, but if they do have the light shown to them, then they can see that their darkness is wrong. And then they have a desire, a will, and they can choose to be saved, to receive what God is offering, or to reject it. Light shows them the difference. And that is why we read that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We don't understand why a holy God loves us. I don't understand why he does. But the purpose of the cross, the death, the burial, and resurrection, the payment of our penalty in full, was to bring us to repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. And when he saved us and we were born again of his Spirit, he made us to reproduce. Yes, I am God's creation only in that I am an offspring of the creation of Adam and a God-created reproduction. Okay? But I am a direct, not an indirect creation in salvation. God created man, but as a human man, as a physical person, I'm only an indirect creation because God made us to reproduce. But in salvation, I am a direct creation of God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.